of the small farms. Somehow it was her fault he hadn't been granted sons before her mother passed on. There was only Ivy, and when she'd caught the fever, he had brought her to a place housing the sick and left her. At least he'd bothered to cart her into the makeshift hospital where so many were dying. In fact, many of them were put out in wooden sheds, awaiting their turn to go beyond. She tried to stretch her legs beneath the heavy blanket and winced as the wool rubbed the horrendous rash on her legs. The healer had called the illness typhus, and she supposed something about to kill her should have such a terrifying name. The hole riddled door opened, but she didn't bother opening her eyes. She felt the life draining from her, and she was ready. It was time. A heavy hand descended on her shoulder, and she blinked, looking up, her vision blurry. As such, she could only make out the shapes of two men. She blinked again, trying to focus. Father? No, he wouldn't have come to visit her. He had dropped her off and moved on.
Ivy,
he said. She tried to swallow. That was her father. Had he come to witness her death, or did he have a message for her mother? She would be more than happy to take it with her into the beyond.
You're going to be saved, girl,
he said, his voice scratchy. She must be dreaming. This was one of those visions she kept falling into. Now she understood. The other form came closer, dropping near her.
Ivy.
She tried to make out his features, but only saw dark hair and piercing blue eyes. Was he an angel? Perhaps he was ready to take her. Yes, she whispered, her voice cracking and her throat so dry it hurt to even push out that much sound.
I'm Ethan. I'm here to help you.
His voice was different, the low tenor difficult to make out. He had an accent that tilted at the ends of the words, and yet the tone was deep. She couldn't comprehend what he was saying. He came closer, and his breath was minty. When was the last time she had smelled something good? She tried to lean closer to him, but her body had given up the fight and wouldn't move.
"Do you want to live forever?"
he asked.
"Yes,"
she said. Did forever mean dying and going beyond? She would love to see her mother again.
"See, you're sure?"
She could barely keep her eyes open.
"I'm sure."
"There you go,"
her father said, his voice booming.
"She agreed. You promised you'd save the farm." "I did,"
the mysterious Ethan said.
"But I don't think she's well enough to decide."
Her father sucked in air like he did when about to go into a tantrum.
"She's well enough. She's yours now."
Ethan leaned closer, his mouth near her ear.
"You have to be sure, lass. Is this something you want?"
The question tumbled around in her head. Had her father just given her away in marriage as she was dying? He'd been threatening to do so for years, but she knew he needed help on the farm and would never do so. She'd long ago given up her dreams of having a husband and a family.
"It's too late," she whispered.
"No, it's not. I can save you, but it means you'll be with me forever. Understand?"
None of this made sense, and frankly, she didn't care. This was probably her last dream before dying. So why not entertain the idea?
"I would like to live."
"Fair enough," he said.
Cool liquid then poured down her throat. There had been water near? She hadn't known. Then something chalky caked at the back of her tongue. Some sort of medicine? She tried to spit it out, and he gently placed his hand over her mouth.
"Swallow the dampening pills. You're not strong enough for anything else."
She obeyed because there was no choice, and this wasn't happening anyway. Sleep welcomed her with heated arms.